Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here with ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
So our discussion today is about Java, and is it really worth the security risk? There's been another exploit, zero-day exploit, that's been announced in Java 7, and it's kicked off a whole string of discussion about Java, and we're going to dig deep into that today. So Cameron, why don't you get us started and talk about what is the new exploit? Problems in Java are not new, but apparently this one is getting quite a bit of buzz.
The recent buzz has been about a problem with Java itself that could allow an attacker to fake your browser into serving up malicious code when you visit a website that has been compromised.
And one of the things that I've read about is that there's a lot of these exploit packs that are out there that have kind of taken advantage of this. Can you just tell our listeners, what are these exploit packs and how do they, you know, leverage this threat?
Yeah, so in the last few years, what we noticed is that in the same way a person used to write a single small program, and then now you have big office suites that can do presentations, and they can do spreadsheets, they can do Word documents. They keep adding to these software bundles. Well, the bad guys have created software bundles that add more and more hacks and more exploits to them. And so you will buy this kit, and the kit will have this Java exploit, this Microsoft exploit, and they keep adding to this list, and you can automatically click a button and exploit millions of people in the wild. And now all they do is add this newest exploit to the end of their list, hit the automatic go button, and all of a sudden, millions in the world get infected or get hacked very, very quickly.
Now, in the category of shameless self-promotion, there are plenty of antivirus providers out there, including ESET, who detected and stopped, you know, this particular Java exploit or category out of the gate. So is it really affecting people who were not good in having security on their computer or updating it regularly?
Well, security is a continual cat and mouse game. I mean, from the time that somebody discovered the vulnerability in the wild, very shortly after that, attackers started exploiting that. And so it wasn't even if necessarily whether you had a security suite installed. Of course, you know, it's a good idea. A lot of people know that. But in this case, it would have been important to have one that has sort of an auto-learn feature. So, for example, the exploit crime kits that they use, they'll deliberately do evasive maneuvers. And so the exploit that infects your computer is not the one that infects your neighbor's computer, and it doesn't act the same because that way it can avoid detection. But what happens is if you have sort of an auto-learn feature, you know, in whatever vendor you use, it will actually look more at the behavior of what it's doing rather than, okay, we have a definition for this. And it'll say, okay, well, whatever the definition is, or if we don't even know about it, I know it's not supposed to act like this. I know it's not supposed to go into the deep, dark recesses of your operating system and start sending information back to the bad guys. So just having that sort of auto-learn function, which we call heuristics in the industry, is something that's going to help in a lot of ways that the traditional definitions might miss.
So Cameron, you know, one of the interesting things about this is that it doesn't really require any action by the user. If someone just browses a particular area, they could be exploited, which really begs the question, you know, after time and time again with Java, is Java worth it?
Yeah, you know, first of all, Java, I think to its credit, has become a very, very popular platform, and that's why we're seeing the attacks on it. And because it's such a popular system, the bad guys are going to spend more and more effort on it. So the good news is Java itself is very, very powerful, but also it's a nuanced thing. If you don't need Java for a particular reason and you can get away with disabling it, like some of the recommendations from other security experts out there, go for it. On the other hand, that's not to say Java is necessarily bad, but it's one less thing to think about, one less thing to patch. And even Oracle, who released Java, is getting really serious about releasing quick patches because they realize the severity of what could happen if you do have an infection.
And really the advice is that if you can't get the patch immediately, that you really should go and disable it. And it's a relatively easy thing to do, disable Java, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's absolutely easy. And of course, you can disable it if you're not sure, and then re-enable it later once the smoke is cleared, so to speak.
Well, if you would like to learn how to disable Java, there's plenty of advice on the ESET blog in a number of places. That's ESET.com/blog. Also, you know, ESET antivirus and a number of others actually protect against this. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
And you've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll talk to you next week.